This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, and thanks to you. A lot going on in the Umpqua Valley. Back in studio today and getting a summertime update on Thrive Umpqua. Juliet Plenches and John Dimoff in. Guys, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
Yeah, nice to see you.
So, first of all, let's kind of give folks an overall assessment about Thrive Umpqua and how you feel your successes at impacting the community.
So many great things are happening, and we like to use the term ripple effects. There's things happening that sometimes we don't even know of. We just found out yesterday that there was a convening of statewide public health officials right here in Roseburg. Bob Dannenhofer invited a group that normally meets in Portland regularly. First time out of Portland, they met here in Roseburg because they were excited about what Blue Zones Project and Thrive Umpqua has been doing. So they had their regular meeting here, and we were really proud that that was the impetus for them to actually come. Something you don't normally hear about. Mm-hmm. It's not a public event, but something we were proud of that mm-hmm. we're actually getting some. We're getting some impact as far as what's going on in the state.
Yeah, and you know, it's something that I think our team feels really proud of, that we can actually say this is working, this is effective, and we get anecdotal evidence of that all the time, but occasionally we get to see the outcomes of our measurement tools. And one thing that we're since over the last, what, we're coming up on our 5-year anniversary, we heard recently, over the last 5 years, we're being able to see our overall community well-being score increase by 3.4, so we're now at 64.2. And to provide a little context around that, what we're seeing is that the general trend for community well-being, for county rankings, for rural communities, but even across the country, it's a downward trend. So even just holding steady is considered a success, but we're actually reversing that trend with our work and, of course, with our partners' work. This is a community-wide well-being initiative. So it's the work of our team and our boots on the ground, an army of volunteers, our sector committees, our steering committees, but also our partner organizations that are also investing in turning and transforming well-being across the community.
And what we know, we were talking about this a couple days ago, is that we've just weathered a big storm and we're continuing to weather it. And we know that there's a lot of resiliency that came through this project into our community that helped us weather that storm. And now our focus is how to rejuvenate, how to reignite so many of those things that were commonplace before the pandemic. I used to hear all the time in organizations about we're seeing a culture of well-being take place more and more mm-hmm. in our work site. We want to bring that back. We want to see employers, we want to see employees seeing that well-being is a priority mm-hmm. And more that's going to happen.
And we're also seeing that reflected in our county health rankings for our health outcomes and our health factors. So we've seen them in the recent Robert Wood Johnson County Health Rankings assessment from 2022. We saw those go from 31 to 30, 29 to 26. So in this case, the smaller numbers are better, right? We're rising up the ranks for health rankings with our outcomes and our health factors. So that's, again, something we're working on really comprehensively, but we like to see those big numbers change. And then another one that I just love is the 10 key risk factors that we are tracking that are related to health and drive cost related to chronic disease. So each one of those 10 key risk factors has a quantifiable cost associated with it. So in the last 4 years with our population, we've been able to see that 9 out of 10 of those risk factors have improved. And so therefore, there's a cost savings associated with that, that we can actually assign to that. So that's $11 million just over the last 4 years with our population. So wonderful changes that we're actually able to measure on a really large scale that we feel that we are a part of, that we are able to lead, that we're paid to do here in the community. And we're really excited that our community continues to support that work.
You know, I was going back to something you said at the front end there about a lot of other areas going the opposite
mm-hmm.
direction.
Yeah.
And thinking about the last 2 years, a lot of people got more isolated.
Right.
There was a lot of stress eating, mm-hmm. and it was like, oh, forget it. You know, and people maybe had been working on habits, but the mental stress of the pandemic kind of turned people around the wrong direction.
Right.
And it's interesting that this area here is doing better. You know, we're kind of known for being pretty resilient, though.
True.
The past 2 years are unlike anything anybody's really ever experienced, right, that is alive today, at least.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that your work over the last few years has got folks still going the right direction,
mm-hmm,
coming through this phase of a pandemic.
Different issues, but it's the same remedy, right? So through the pandemic, we've tried to increase resiliency, and all of these well-being principles have done that. And now that we're hopefully pulling out of it, we're going to rejuvenate that. So from resilient to rejuvenating, it's the same program that works in both cases.
Yeah, and of course we have folks that have struggled with that. I think all of us in our personal lives to one degree or another have been impacted by that, but we're still seeing that general trend in the positive direction, which is, yeah, it's really something remarkable that our community can feel proud of, right? That's also part of our work. We know that well-being is associated with the pride that you feel in your community. And so the listeners here today, I hope when you hear that, you know that we're a Blue Zone certified community, and these things are happening here and they're working. And while we still might face our own individual struggles, we're part of something bigger. And I hope that everyone can find their place in that and can feel a part of that and identify with that.
So talk about some of the things that are going on this summer that you want to highlight.
You betcha. So third Saturday of the month, if you want to meet with a local doctor and take a walk around Stewart Park, there is Walk with the Doc. And that's a program that we've partnered with Mercy Hospital and the Aviva Residency Foundation. And it is a wonderful program where you'll get a little 10-minute talk and lecture about a health topic with a local doctor. And then you get to take a walk in our group. It boosts that social camaraderie and you get outside and meet new people. And that's once a month. But after that, jump over every Saturday to the park, across from the black train there down by the Shell, and you can do yoga. So there's free yoga in the park every Saturday at 10 a.m., and that's something that has been going on, but Thrive Umpqua is proud to continue to support that as a great free alternative event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're looking for opportunities for people to get out moving, to eat healthy, to connect with their community, to find purpose. So lots of events coming up this summer. This Saturday, tomorrow, we'll be at the Mercy Kids Safety Day, which has a focus on water safety, but we're going to be talking about biking and walking and safety around getting out and moving and finding alternative modes of transportation. So that's at the Costco parking lot from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we invite families to come out and enjoy that. There's going to be a lot of different vendors out there. We have our next virtual cook-along, so a cooking class where you're invited to get out those recipe ingredients, which we provide, or folks can source them themselves, and cook along with our instructor. That's going to be with OSU Extension on August 4th at 5 p.m., and that is specifically available to our produce prescription, our VeggieRx Umpqua participants, but also for any members of the public that want to participate in that. We have our volunteer mixer coming up on August 17th at 6 p.m. We cannot do this comprehensive work in the community, of course, with just our small staff of five people. And so we really rely on our community, our volunteers, to expand the work out in their various sectors and their expertise, areas of expertise. And so we want to invite folks to come and participate and find a role that is suitable for them and exciting for them. So that's on August 17th at Stewart Park at 6 p.m. New and seasoned volunteers are welcome.
And wait a minute. What is a seasoned
volunteer? Oh, you know, simmered, sauteed. No. probably all of us in this room, Kyle, is who is included in that.
Okay,
that
as long as that doesn't mean old.
No, I definitely consider myself a well-seasoned and simmered volunteer as well. So all of those folks are welcome. We also have our ongoing community bike rides on Tuesday evenings at 6 p.m. And we meet at Roseburg High School. And those are happening throughout the summer. And these are an excellent opportunity for, again, new and seasoned bikers. So folks that are wanting to bring out their kiddos, maybe dust off that old rusty bike that's been sitting in the yard or in the garage and jump back on it, get back into the swing of things. We're kind of probably a little over halfway through the summer, which I hate saying that, but we're getting deep into the summer. And so if you haven't jumped on that bike, let's take the opportunity while it's still available to get on those two wheels and get some movement while you're transporting yourself. So those are every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
For sure. So many things going on. Now's the time. Take advantage of all these great activities happening.
So then our we get to partner with UC Veg on the Lifestyle and Nutrition course, and several other sponsors in the community. So we're very excited for the first time in over two years to be offering the Lifestyle and Nutrition course in person. And it will be a hybrid model because we have along the way attracted folks from outside of the community as well. But we are excited to be using the new Aviva Health facility for that 13-week course on disease prevention and reversal. And that starts August 25th. Registration is open for that now. We have monthly healthy shopping tours continuing to happen, which we also partner with UC Veg on. That the next one takes place on September 21st. So just an opportunity for small group of folks to gather and walk around the grocery store and learn about seasonal produce and how to use the bulk section and how to read labels and how to share just wonderful recipes that incorporate healthy food. And we're excited, of course, to be a partner on the Umpqua Strong 5K, 9K walk run happening on September 24th at Wildlife Safari again this year. Very excited to be a part of that annual event and to be a partner in that. So lots and lots of things coming up this summer, Kyle.
All right, we're going to take a break, talk about more things going on and other things involving Thrive Umpqua when we return the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. 1247 Inside Douglas County News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson at 1 on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQE. On Monday, State Senator Floyd Prezansky will join us. We're talking about Thrive Umpqua. Juliet Plinchas and John Dimoff here this afternoon. Not only do you have a lot of events going on, you're working with a lot of different, organizations, school groups, public officials, and a lot of other people, too.
Yeah, we've actually acknowledged our latest work site and restaurant. And as you know, we work with dozens of different organizations. So Roseburg Foot and Ankle, a podiatry clinic here, is the latest work site to come under the certified designation for Thrive Umpqua. They're doing great work there, helping people with chronic illness and encouraging people to do healthy behaviors. So congrats to them. And then just a couple days ago, we acknowledged the brick and mortar location for Rappin' and Rollin', a restaurant that's the latest to be certified. So the work is continuing.
Yeah, and like you said, Kyle, I think it's critical that we work with community partners across sectors, right? We have to work with our work sites, our restaurants, our grocery stores, our schools, our faith-based and civic organizations in order to really see this as a comprehensive effort so that when, you know, let's say I'm a family member and I go to work and I see well-being interventions happening there, and then my kiddo goes to school and they see the same thing happening there, and my partner goes to the grocery store and they see the same thing happening there. And that's where we really start to see that impact happen at a broad community impact level. And so absolutely have to be working with all the partners. And for partners out there listening, we just appreciate you. We know we couldn't do this work without you and your support. And if folks are thinking, hey, we want to partner with Thrive Umpqua, well, hey, come on. come and reach out to us, because there is a place for you. And we want to really make sure that we're reaching all levels of the population, all members of the population, all facets of the population. So yeah, critical that we're working with folks at all different parts of the community.
I would think too that, I mean, you're trying to, get a lot of adults who are firmly ensconced in bad habits to change them. But it would seem like really important to go on the opposite direction and start with younger people in schools that are, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old, and kind of start them in the right direction earlier on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and Kyle, I'm going to, not to correct you, but we're not actually, it isn't that we're trying to change anybody. It appears like that sometimes, but actually what it is the community is rallying around what we know to be the best strategies to live longer and happier. Mm-hmm. So truly, we think of the whole community as part of this team. When you go out and you see somebody wearing one of the t-shirts or somebody participate in an event, they're just as much a part of this team as any of us. And we want that to expand. When we talk about partners, that's a term we use for organizations, but everybody out there who's taking steps to improve their well-being, whether it's young or old, these little things we do, you're equally a part of that ripple effect that's happening in the community. You're just as much as part of the team as any of us. Mm-hmm. And we do have, though, we do have some exciting news. Last time I was here, we mentioned a new staff member who would be focusing on retail food. That was Magdiel Badry. Well, we've recently added another member who's going to focus purely on schools, and that's Julia Masner. And she's recently been onboarded onto the Thrive Umpqua team and will be focusing on school well-being for staff and students.
Mm-hmm. And so I think when you mentioned that too, Kai, I'm thinking none of us have been immune to adopting probably some level of habits that don't contribute to our longevity. And I think those of us that work on this every day, day in, day out, we have the benefit of being immersed in those well-being principles that John mentioned, those longevity principles. So we get to really be faced with those and are immersed in them and get to, and kind of, I think, offered the opportunity to adopt those in ways that not everyone does, but we want to do is expand that out and extend that out to members of our community. And that's why we're talking about making the healthy choice the easy choice, because like you said, we have all grown up in a culture that doesn't make the healthy choice the easy choice, that makes it very difficult, inconvenient, sometimes even dangerous, expensive to make healthy choices. And so that's where we're really, really looking for a shift. And all of us are a part of that. And we might find some of those things easier than others, right? It might be easy for me to plant slant, but very difficult for me to move. And I can, that was supposed to be just a random example, but it's actually really true. I end up sitting at my desk long periods throughout the day, and getting movement in is something that I'm constantly challenged with. Getting enough rest at night is something that I'm constantly challenged with. So we all might find things where it's a little easier and the things that are a little harder. And we just want to encourage people to lean in to those things and feel invited and a part of this, where we're going to support you in just kind of moving toward along the spectrum toward greater longevity.
Couple minutes left. What are other things you guys want to touch on?
So as folks may have noticed, we have transitioned to Thrive Umpqua, and we're continuing the transformative work of Blue Zones Project Umpqua. This is, of course, an ongoing transition in progress. We're still the same organization, same staff, same wonderful partners and sponsors and funders. And we just have the opportunity to really drive things locally at this point. And so we're very excited about that transition. So folks will be kind of noticing some branding changes throughout the community, and invite you to come and stop by our office and see us anytime. We're still at 556 Southeast Jackson Street, and you're invited to pick up a free t-shirt so you can rock the Thrive Umpqua look out there in the community when you're doing well-being related stuff, and just to feel that pride around community well-being. So that Thrive Umpqua transition, yeah, Thrive Umpqua, we're making the healthy choice the easy choice and continuing that good work that we've started just 5 years ago now almost.
And touch on real quickly some of the committees that you have that are working on different things.
Yeah, so we are gathering our subject matter experts across our sector committees, so our work sites, restaurants, schools, grocery stores, faith-based and civic organizations, but also our three policy area committees. So our food systems committee, our built environment committee, our tobacco and vaping committee. All of those folks have the people that are doing this work across the community collected to inform and drive and really steer our process. And so those folks have been really tapped into over the last couple of months as we go through our blueprint update, where we call our strategic plan our blueprint. Of course, we had to. So our blueprint update is in full-fledged right now, and we're just inviting folks to share with us their priorities for the next few years.
All right, out of time for now. Juliet Plentius, John Dimoff from Thrive Umpqua, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.